7:30 WTNT The Truth. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joined now, as I am every day at this time, by Jeff Cooner. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, good weekend?
Not bad. Can't complain. Frankly, a little worn out with the little guy, but besides that, everything is okay.
That's what happens when you get one that's under 2 years old running around trying to keep
up
with him.
My resting time is the week. It's not the weekend.
Isn't that the truth? Well, your resting time when it comes to Herman Cain sure isn't much, because today we get the news that you and I had talked about on Friday. We knew she was out there, and we knew that she would come forward at some point, and she did today with Gloria Allred. Does this change the game?
It may, Andy, I have to tell you. I watched the press conference. It was bizarre. On the one hand, she was giggling and laughing before she made her statements. She was giggling and laughing after she made her statement. But then as she delivered her statement, and particularly the part where she described in detail how Cain apparently took her out for dinner, upgraded her to a suite at the Capitol Hilton Hotel, she wanted a job or was looking for advice on getting a job after she was let go from the Educational Foundation at the National Restaurant Association. She describes how he's driving her apparently to see the headquarters of the NRA, and then he pulls over, begins to grope her, she says, grab her genitals, and then basically take her head and bring it towards his crotch, to which point she says, I have a boyfriend, that's not why I'm here. And he says, well, do you want a job, right? You can feel her voice cracking. You can feel the emotion. At that moment, my sources are telling me you could hear a pin drop in that press conference. The reporters were shocked. The reporters were awed. That moment, she seemed credible. Andy, honestly, I don't know what to make of this. Usually you don't giggle before you give a press conference. You don't giggle after a press conference. Then there's the Cain response that I find bizarre. They come out with this blanket denial that he's never sexually harassed anybody, period, end of story. Let's talk about 999 and foreign policy. Well, she didn't allege that she was sexually harassed. She was no longer an employee. She basically alleged that she was sexually assaulted. Now, he's not denying that, or he's not addressing that. So what he's got to do now, I think it's critical for his campaign, is he can't play cutesy anymore. He can't play footsie with the press and say he's not going to deal with this, it's above him now, it's beneath him to address this, he's above all of this. He has to come out and basically, because these, essentially what the allegations amount to is this: he can't keep his hands off women. Joel Bennett, the other lawyer for one of the anonymous women, said today, he came out when he was asked by a reporter, he said the allegations essentially were very similar to what this woman, Sharon Bialik, said. So essentially, the allegations are he gropes women, he grabs women, he invites them to corporate suites, and he asks for sex. So basically they're saying that he's some sort of a sexual predator or somebody who's committing sexual assault or unwanted sexual advances. He has to address that. He has to come out and say, I have never come on to a woman. I have never abused my position to ask a woman to have sex with me under any condition. Not was it a settlement or an agreement, not whether this is harassment or not harassment. He has to address that head on. If not, I believe he's going to crumble in the polls. To me, the bigger story, Andy, really is this. There is Gloria Allred, this celebrity Democratic lawyer, this Democratic hack, who defended Clinton all throughout the 1990s, one sexual assault allegation after another, one rape allegation after another. You want to talk about abuse of power? And all of a sudden now, she comes out and says, well, now Cain is allegedly not fit to be in the Oval Office because of this allegation that he made an unwanted sexual advance. To me, it is the hypocrisy here that is stunning. I mean, it's frankly almost mind-blowing. So, Andy, look, they have a serious problem now, I think, in the Cain campaign. They're going to try to ignore it. It's not going to work. The voters in Iowa are very socially conservative. The voters in South Carolina are socially conservative. Most of the voters, or at least many of the primary Republican voters in Florida, are socially conservative. They're not going to stand for this. So he has to address this head on. If he does not, I believe his numbers are going to fall in the polls, and I think Gingrich is going to emerge as the heir apparent for the Tea Party vote against Mitt Romney.
Yeah. You know, the other thing about, you had mentioned Gloria Allred. I see her as a person who is always looking for that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and she doesn't represent anyone unless it pays off for her somewhere down the road. And my idea is that sooner or later they want to sell this story to somebody, if they can get anything for it. And you're absolutely right about her and her background. And yet she was very quick to point out that this woman involved, this Sharon Bialik, was evidently a Republican and was a Tea Partier and all of this. So there really is a stark contrast between those two individuals.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. I'd like to look into that. I've done some preliminary investigation into this. To me, the big thing is, did he upgrade her hotel room to a suite? They have records at the Capitol Hilton. If they could track that down, I think that's a damning piece of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to have to be some hard investigative work here. But the bigger question is this. Gloria Allred never gave a damn for Paula Jones, never gave a damn for Kathleen Willey. She never gave a damn for Jennifer Flowers. She never gave a damn for Juanita Broderick. She never gave a damn for Monica Lewinsky. So for her now to suddenly come out with this holier-than-thou attitude, for the liberal press corps to suddenly come out with this holier-than-thou attitude, to me, reeks of a double standard, reeks of hypocrisy, reeks of political, this is political partisanship at its worst. They want to destroy this man. They want to reduce him to rubble. And what they're doing is this. They're sending a signal to every black conservative. If you make a name for yourself, if you come out and you're prominent and you're rising in the polls and you're a threat to the liberal regime, we're going to hunt you down. We're going to go back 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I still remember that Clarence Thomas hearing. Never mind the allegations that Anita Hill made. They were going back to when he was in college.
That's right.
As an undergraduate, whether he had actually watched a porn video, a porn film with some of his college mates at 18, 19 years of age. That's how far they were willing to go to destroy that man's character. So this is the signal that they're trying to send. Andy, this is disgusting politics. This is gutter politics. To me, this is a media circus, but I gotta tell you, if another woman comes out, and another woman comes out, well then clearly now there's a pattern. So I think Kane's got about 48 to 72 hours to come and address these allegations head on, clear the air, and basically confront this question. Is he a man who makes improper sexual advances on women? That's the issue. And unless he convinces the American public, I fear his candidacy is going to be sabotaged.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, as always, good to talk to you. We'll do it tomorrow. Thanks, Jeff.
God bless you, Andy.
Take care. Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times, 5:13 on 7:30 WTNT, The Truth.